Thank you, precious Lord. Shall we put our hands together for the Lord as we welcome her? Put your hands together for Jesus as we welcome Pastor, Mrs. Faith Oyedepo.
Let somebody shout aloud as hallelujah. Would you please lift up your right hand to God and tell me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. And right now again, I am ready for you. Give me my own change of story. I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Shout the loudest, amen.
Amen.
Please put your hands together for the Lord and you may be seated. Shiloh 2022.
Amen.
Covenant Highway.
Amen.
Amen. This morning I count it a great privilege to be able to stand before us to share the word of God briefly, and I believe God that which he has in store for each one of us shall be practically delivered.
Amen.
That amen can be stronger.
Amen.
And the first message this morning, I believe you have been tremendously blessed. And I thank God because I had a witness in my spirit, man, that as that message went on and prayers were made, diverse healings have already taken place.
Amen.
You know, if you were ever sick, you will know the importance of the healing covenant. I was there, and now I'm no more there. Somebody's testimony shall be stronger. Again, for that powerful word, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Praise God. And in this segment this morning, we are going to be looking at the covenant of fruitfulness. Form of barrenness terminated in everyone's life today. By way of introduction, please let's be reminded of the fact that God has a covenant of fruitfulness with his children. The Bible is very clear about this. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. I love this scripture. See what God said from the beginning. Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them. Talking about the male and the female. And God said unto them, the first thing God said unto man after creation, be what? Louder yet. The loudest you can. So God has a covenant of fruitfulness with you and I. Amen. He declared it from the beginning. And we must always remember that fruitfulness is not reserved for a few people. Every child of God is ordained to be fruitful. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 14. He says, thou shalt be blessed above all people. That's me. Can you say to yourself, that's me? Thou shalt be blessed above how many people? There shall not be male or female barren among you. Say, I receive it. There shall not be male or female barren among you. That includes you and I. He says, even or among your cattle. God sees even your cattle as important. how much more you and I. So fruitfulness is not reserved for a few people. Rather, it is for every child of God. Send me fruitfulness. And please let's remember, what is a covenant? Last night, God's servant gave us a powerful definition of the covenant again. We kept on ringing in my heart since then. He says a covenant is a sworn verdict. It's not a promise. It's a sworn verdict. However, you and I have a responsibility to engage with it before we can see it come to pass. It's a sworn verdict. But for us to see it happen, we must engage with it. He has said to us over and again, responsibility is the price for greatness. Therefore, we must accept the responsibility to engage with the terms of the covenant so that we can see come to pass in our lives. Therefore, for you and I to effectively engage the covenant of fruitfulness, we must understand the following. Number one, fruitfulness is our heritage. Say with me, heritage. Louder, please. Psalm 127, verses 3 to 5. Look at what the Bible says. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Therefore, as children of God, we are entitled to our heritage of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is our heritage in the Lord. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. I love the scripture. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. It is part of our inheritance. Fruitfulness is part of our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we must refuse to allow ourselves to be robbed by the enemy of this our inheritance of fruitfulness. Shout aloud, amen. Our daughter that just gave birth 2 days ago to her third child. Amen. When she got married, she and her husband were told, for whatever reason, they were not going to be able to have children. But I believe God, this among other things, that it is their heritage. Our spiritual fathers and mothers are fruitful. My biological parents are fruitful. So my heritage must not be taken from me. Not going to be able to have children, but in the glory of God, number three has arrived. It is your heritage. The thief is the one that wants to steal your fruitfulness, and he shall not succeed. Upon this mountain, your heritage and my heritage of fruitfulness shall be practically delivered. Let me hear you shout aloud, amen. It is often said that the child of a baker is not permitted to beg for bread. Amen. Therefore, from this moment, everyone looking up to God and believing him for fruitfulness, today is your day. Somebody might say, oh, me, I already have all the children I need. I even have grandchildren. Thank God for you. But you might then come across people that God will need you to minister to, for them to be able to receive their own heritage also. Therefore, it's for all. Fruitfulness is our heritage. It's our birthright. None of us shall be denied again in Jesus' name. Number two, very important. So the first one is heritage, shouting loud. Fruitfulness is part of our reward for service. Part of our reward for service. Exodus 23:25-26. Exodus 23:25-26. You shall serve the Lord your God. You shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. 26. There shall nothing cast their young. That talks about miscarriage. Anyone under the sound of my voice today that has gone through miscarriages before, I've got good news for you today. The last one you had is the last you'll ever have. Every baby that might be in the womb right now, I decree full time for you. There shall be no more loss. In case anyone under the sound of my voice is experiencing threatened abortion, I congratulate you, because the last one you had is the last you'll ever have. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that that baby in your womb shall be supernaturally sustained. And at delivery, we receive mother and child alive. Can I hear louder? Amen. Nor be barren. There shall nothing cast their young. Say me, no more miscarriages. Nor be barren in thy land. As you and I serve the Lord, fruitfulness is part of our reward. Every servant of God is entitled to a reward, to a benefit, to a pay. You shall not be denied. Amen. Remember, serving God in this respect, we are talking about engaging in kingdom advancement endeavors. As God enables you in various ways, through prayers, on the prayer altar, winning souls for God, helping people, and the various ways that God enables you. Remember, people of God, that God is not a taskmaster. He pays everyone that serves him diligently. You shall be paid. I said, you shall be paid. One of the Shilohs a while ago, God's servant stood here on this altar and cried over and again that God is not a robber. Many of us across the nations of the earth are involved in kingdom advancement endeavors. Please understand, God is not a robber. God is a rewarder, and you shall be rewarded. Can I hear louder? Amen. We have several examples in the Bible. In 2 Kings chapter 4, we see the story about the Shunammite woman. She was rewarded. You shall be rewarded. In Luke chapter 1, we see the story about Zechariah, the priest, serving God and yet barren. That God visited him and paid him, and then John the Baptist came forth. There are many people under the sound of my voice today, your own John the Baptist is coming forth. How about Sarah and Abraham? We're all familiar with that story. In response to their hospitality, in Genesis chapter 18, their kingdom service was rewarded and Isaac came forth. There are many people under the sound of my voice today, your own Isaac too is coming forth. Let me hear your loudest amen. Too many life testimonies. Even if you have forgotten everyone, you couldn't have forgotten the one of last night, isn't it? The woman that stood here with 6 children at a go. 6 children at a go. How many of them? Louder, please, how many of them? Look at them. Give the Lord a big, big clap offering. Amen. Six children, four girls and two boys in one sweep. That is more than slapping the devil on both cheeks. In your own case, God will slap the devil on your behalf from all front. But remember, according to our testimony, they engage in kingdom advancement endeavors. Winning souls, prayer, going to motherless babies' homes, and now see what the Lord has done. Your own testimony shall be stronger. Can I hear louder? Amen. So the first thing we're talking about is heritage. Shout it loud, heritage. Second, reward. Louder yet, reward. Then number three is we must make demand for it. Say with me, demand. Make demand for it. James chapter 4 and verse 2. It says, you have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 27. Hannah said, and I love this, for this child I pray, and the Lord had given me my petition which I asked of him. So ask and it shall be given. Matthew 7:7-8. Seek you find, knock and the devil, and the door shall be opened unto you. For this child, specific, direct, no mention what. For this child I prayed. Hannah made a demand and God responded in her direction. So we don't wait to be fruitful. We activate our fruitfulness right in Christ. We don't wait to be fruitful. We activate our fruitfulness right in Christ. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. God's word is very clear. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent alone take it. And how do they take it? Do your feet like this by force. Do it again by force. The violent take it by force. So we make demand for our fruitfulness. You address fruitfulness according to Mark 11:23-24. Speak to this mountain and it will clear off your path. Be specific, because God is only committed to answer that which you and I request from him. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. Our Father and the Lord, Bishop David Oripo, has said over and again, what you don't want and what you don't confront has a right to remain. What you don't want, you don't watch. And what you don't confront has a right to remain. So stop watching barrenness. Confront it. And as you do so, your fruitfulness will manifest. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. In the Bible, we have several examples like that. Isaac, Genesis chapter 25 and verse 21. He demanded for fruitfulness, the altar of prayer, and God gave him twins. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, did what? Conceived. So it happened to Isaac. What of Hannah? We just saw that example a while ago. And then, how about Manoah's wife? We are told in Judges chapter 13. Judges chapter 13. Manoah's wife prayed, and God gave her Samson, a one-man army. You are the next to testify. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen? Amen. Then of course number four, remember I said number one is what? Heritage. Number two, number three. Okay, now number four, we must believe. Against all medical odds, we must believe. Yesterday, God's servant did justice again to this subject of faith. So we are not going to dwell so much on that again this morning. To believe simply means to have faith. To have faith. Hebrews 11:11. To have faith. Mark 9:23. We must have faith. Through faith, Sarah conceived. Without faith, let's remember, it's impossible to receive anything from God. Therefore, let your confidence in God be unshakable. Let it be unshakable. Release your faith. Last night, among other things, we were told that faith is our access to the realm of impossibility. Faith is our access to a world of unlimited possibilities. Our access to a world of unlimited possibilities. Therefore, let's go ahead and keep on developing our faith. And barrenness shall be nowhere to be found. Someone has said, and I believe this is very true, that faith is not a pill you take. It is a muscle you walk. We have to walk our faith, because without it, it's impossible to please the Lord. Whatever drains our faith in Christ today upon this mountain, it shall be shattered.
Amen.
Then of course, the next one, which is number five, is the ignore negative reports. Ignore negative reports. Thank God for medical science, but it is limited. Our God is an unlimited God. Say me, unlimited. So ignore negative medical reports. I don't know the medical reports that might have been given to anyone under the sound of my voice today. Don't let it determine your lifetime. Amen? Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. The word of God declares, who had believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Say, so, I believe God's report. Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
Remember the second testifier yesterday. No fallopian tomb. The first one had challenge. The second one had challenge. Yet she stood here yesterday with three solid and powerful boys. Remember that testimony yesterday, Mrs. Olushola? Three boys. Yet no fallopian tomb. Two of them had issues, medically speaking. But God shattered whatever the barrier was. Look at her there. Give the Lord a big clap, clap, clap of him. Shout the Lord, amen. No fallopian tube, no IVF, and yet three boys standing solid and strong. Someone's testimony shall be stronger. God's report of fruitfulness supersedes any medical report. Therefore, rather than dwelling on those negative reports, feed your spirit man with the word of God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Meditate upon them. Hold on to them. Don't let them go. And your testimony shall be delivered. Can I hear loud? Amen. And then of course, number six, very importantly, remain at peace. Say with me, peace. Louder, yes, say peace. Remain at peace with God and yourself. Because the Lord will fight for you Only when you and I hold our peace, Exodus 14:14, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Our God is the Prince of Peace. Therefore, give no room to anxiety. You say, hey, children, hey, barrenness, oh, when will I have my own? Your time has finally come. I said, your time has finally come. Psalms chapter 46 and verse 10. Psalm 46 and verse 10. The Bible tells us, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, I'll be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. God walks in us when we are at rest. Therefore, let's always remember that your peace determines the pace of your testimony. Your peace from this day, no devil shall take from us. Can I hear louder? Amen. To enjoy your peace, therefore, let's remember we must shun every form of offense. No offense towards God, because he's our helper. If we are offended in God, who is going to help us? Don't be offended in God. Don't be offended in people. Let go and let God. We had a testimony a while ago. You must be ready to forgive anyone that you think might have offended you. Let go and let God. Understand that you cannot have the peace of God until you are at peace with him. And we cannot be at peace with God when we are offended in him. Therefore, anyone has offended you, let go. Say me, I let you go. Louder yet, I let you go. One more time, I let you go. Shout the Lord, amen. And as you let go, you are letting God in to that department of your life. Shout aloud, amen. And finally, number 7, rejoice always. Do what? Do what? Number 1, we said what? Heritage. Number 2 is what? Number 3? Number 4? 5? 6? And then 7, rejoice. Rejoice. We heard in the last message, that powerful message, that merriment is what? It's medicinal. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. How often? Always. And again, I say what? Rejoice. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 3. Look at what the Bible says here. Philippians 4, 3. Help those who labor with me and Clement and with other fellows whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 18. After Hannah prayed, her countenance was no more sad. As you depart from this mountain, no more sadness. Can I hear louder? Amen. I said, no more sadness. And remember, the Bible basically says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Grace to remain joyful at all times, on all fronts, every blessed day. We receive it today afresh in Jesus' name. Amen. Joy is required for us to lay hold on our fruitfulness. And therefore, from today, our joy no one will steal again. If there's anyone right now that is under my voice that has been saddled with sadness in any way by reason of anything whatsoever, I congratulate you, because from this day forward, the joy of the Lord becomes your portion. We must keep rejoicing. We must keep what? Rejoicing. Because that is where our strength is for fruitfulness. Say with me, I shall rejoice in the Lord always. Shout the Lord, amen. And as I begin to conclude, I want us to please understand that fruitfulness is not limited to childbearing. Fruitfulness is not limited to what? To childbearing. So someone doesn't say, oh, that message is not concerning me. Oh, I wish this brother or this sister were present. God has ordained fruitfulness for all of us His children in every department of our lives. In how many departments? In every department of our lives. In our spiritual life, for example, God has ordained us to be fruitful. Check your spiritual life. How is it now? Thank God you got born again 20, 30, 40 years ago. Glory, hallelujah. But 40 years after, how fruitful are you as a Christian? Is your lamp still burning bright? Or is it becoming dim? That shall not be the experience of any of us. Fruitfulness in our spiritual walk with God. From today, that becomes our portion. Let me hear your loudest amen. How about fruitfulness in our career? You are hired for a job today. 2 months after, they fire you. You get another one, pray for me, prophet of God. 6 months after, they fire you. In 2 years, you have worked in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 places. Why? Lack of fruitfulness in your career. Therefore, from today, everyone under the sound of my voice, every form of barrenness comes to an end in our life. So please understand, it is the same principle that works for fruitfulness biologically, that works for fruitfulness in every area of life. The same principle works for our spiritual fruitfulness, it works for fruitfulness in our career and the works of our hands. How about your relationship in your service group? How is your relationship with your group members? Are you seen as an oppressor? That when he appears, oh, everybody's running helter-skelter. The lion of the tribe of the service group has arrived. Everybody take cover. Amen? How is your relationship in your marriage, if you are married, with your spouse, with your children, with those who work with you and under you? How is your relationship? Those of you who might be engaged and looking forward to marriage, how is your relationship? Is it God-fearing? Is it progressive in nature? Or is it dragging you down and away from the kingdom of God? The Bible tells us, if we examine ourselves, and we should judge ourselves, because you are the best examiner of your life. Every form of unfruitful relationship today comes to an end. You get engaged today to someone, and then 2 months after, the story is over. You get engaged to another person, 6 months after, he backs out. Check it and examine yourself. Now, for everyone under the sound of my voice that might have been going through broken relationships, today I decree a total turnaround for you. The last one you ever experienced, by the grace of God, as you follow these principles, shall be the last you'll ever experience. Can I hear louder? Amen. In case you are married already and you are having issues in your relationship, challenges here and there, wondering why am I even married? There are those who are married and wishing they are not. There are others who are not and wishing that they are. What a contrast. Whatever is contrary to the word and the will of God in anyone's life right now concerning relationships, I command it to cease. So may I receive it. As you put these principles to work, I believe God, there shall be many, many supernatural connections. Before the end of this year, many have been believing God for their marital spouses. God will surprise you. Just like God embarrassed that family with 6 children at a go, my God will give you supernatural speed. And what men have already thought is impossible for you, God will make it possible in your life. Beginning from next year, there shall be massive, massive miracle marriages. If your own is among, let your amen show it. You know, lack of rejoicing has brought an end to many relationships. You are never smiling, always frowning. Who wants to marry such a man as that? Who wants to marry such a lady as that? Always full of anxiety. Ho, ho, ho. So, when are we going to get married? The man has not even known you yet. Why are you anxious about marrying? Be anxious about nothing. I've shared my testimony over and again that one of the things that attracted me, among other things, to God's servant before we got married is his life of excitement. Full of joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every time. Amen. So, who doesn't want to get married to such a man? Tell me. But when you are always frowning, always looking dejected, always looking sorrowful, but from today, no more. I said, from today, no more. In our heart, God wants us to be fruitful. We heard that just a few minutes ago. And I believe that we all have received our miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. In your finances and my finances, God wants us to be fruitful. No more barren pockets. Let me hear your loudest amen. Touch your pocket like this. Even if you don't have one physically, say, no more barren pockets. Loud as you can, no more barren pockets. Now, in the name of Jesus, I decree an overflow for you financially. I decree an overflow for you financially. So that when men say there is a casting down, you will keep shouting, there is what? Before the end of this year, God will surprise you financially. Some of you came to Shiloh this year with the assistance of some person. By Shiloh next year, you will sponsor others. Rise up on your feet, everyone, right now. Say, there no more barrenness from you. Shout it loud, say, there no more barrenness. Loudest, no more barrenness for me. In every area of my life, barrenness is terminated. Shout it loud and believe in amen. So it is the same principle that works for barrenness in terms of having children, that works for barrenness in every area of what? Of our lives. And number one we said is what? Heritage. Number two is what? Number three is what? Number four is what? Number five is what? The voice is getting lower and lower now. Number six is what? And number seven. Lift up your right hand to God. Father Abraham, the Heavenly Father. Lift up your right hand to God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Today, every form of barrenness is terminated. From this day forward, we begin to walk in the covenant of fruitfulness. You will testify. I say, you will testify. We shall testify. Shout the loudest, hallelujah. Please put your hands together for the Lord and you may be saved. God bless you.
No doubt you have been blessed by that word. Shout thank you, Jesus.